On May 10th, the Sherbrooke Phoenix eliminated the Bay Kamoja Jakar in the first round of the QMJHL playoffs. The next morning, CJMQ caught up with head coach Stéphane Julien to chat about the series win and what lies ahead for the Phoenix. First off, congrats on the victory last night in the series.
Thank you.
What would you say went well in the series against Bay Como? Were you happy with that, a 3-1 victory?
Yes, well, of course, we're in the first two games at home. We play very well. And when we get there, that's what we expect. You know, it's a small rink, quite loud. And we had a game in hand. First game, just in the last minutes here, we bubbled the puck a little bit, and then we went in overtime. We lost the game, but guys are they battled through. And yesterday we played a perfect game. We scored a late goal again on the late third, and finally get the win. So.
Yeah, yesterday Montreal Canadiens prospect Joshua Roy, two clutch goals to tie the game and win the game. How important has he been to your team this year?
Guy that you need to win games, and yesterday when he scored his goal in the last few minutes of the game, a lot of points with the puck, and he's been available all season, and he continues in the playoff. He's the first leader in scoring in the interleague in the playoff also, so we need the kind of guy to win games and championships, so we're happy to have him.
Against Blainville Boisbriand next round, the Armada, is there anything different you think you guys need to do to handle them versus what you did against Bay Como?
Well, it's two different teams. Bay Como, they were more defensive team with big defensemen. Blainville are more, I guess, fast team, skilled player. So a little bit more like us. So this is going to be a good challenge to play against them, but I'm pretty confident that we have enough to match them to win the second round.
With the two home games in the first series and how well you guys did, I was wondering, this season with fans back in the stands, have you noticed a difference with your players compared to that unfortunate year last year where there was no fans in the stands?
100%, 100%, and especially in the playoffs. People are very loud. Guys are motivated by to play on your own ice. So last year was bizarre. Guys, they fight every day, but on the clutch game, when you need a little bit boost, and it's always nice to have fans in your own rink. And this year, fans have been unbelievable. We have some good over 3,000 every game. So for us, it's unbelievable, and we wish that the next two games will have a lot of people.
I'm sure you will. It was a great first round performance, and I think the city is very excited to see what you guys will do this year. Good luck with the rest of the playoffs, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm David Rossiter, and that was Stéphane Julien, head coach of the Sherbrooke Phoenix. Make sure to catch the first two games of Round 2 here in Sherbrooke on May 15th and May 16th. This has been a CJMQ 88.9 FM local news report.